Thanks for listening to this searchsecurity.com analysis of our exclusive 2012 mobile security survey results. Next topic, we want to talk about mobile security policy. First, I wanted to present some data points that we found interesting. According to our results, 64% of companies have a written mobile device security policy. 81% of companies require users to read and sign a mobile device security policy, and 36% of companies require users to sign a legal document, giving companies limited control over device data. The big takeaway for me here, Rob, is that more than 80% of respondents said that their organizations had either created or updated a mobile security policy in the last 12 months or sooner, more recently than that. That is a much more definitive pro-policy stance than I thought was the case out there in enterprises, and indicated to me that there's widespread mobile security strategy planning taking place now already, which is obviously a really good thing. What were your thoughts?
I'd like to think that that's the case. But my fear is that organizations have just gone in and updated their policy to address some of these concerns around mobile, but they are either not enforcing these policies or they didn't do it effectively. They didn't do it according to industry best practices. And some of the security experts that I spoke with that deal with best practices around creating policy security policy say that you need to take an assessment of where you're at as an organization, and then you need to figure out what kind of data you are protecting before you create a policy around it. And I wonder how many organizations just updated their security policies without taking that initial assessment.
I'm going to challenge you a little bit on that. Here's my take. I feel like mobile security strategy in the enterprise is a relatively new concept. From everything we've seen in the last few years, it's really been only in the last 12 or 18 months, I think, that a sizable number of enterprises have decided, okay, we can't ignore mobile security anymore. We have to put a formal program in place. And I think that's a big reason why we've seen so much activity in the MDM market. I mean, there's just dozens of vendors out there right now, with many of them prospering, doing well, because there's a tremendous need, I think, for that very reason. So my question to you is, do you think enterprises are already just going through the motions with mobile security policy? Because I would argue that I think there's a more deliberate, concerted effort in a lot of cases, because enterprises are just now taking it on for the first time. What do you think?
Certainly there are organizations that are taking a deliberate approach to this policy based on best practices. But I'm pretty sure that there are other organizations out there that have updated their mobile policies, not as part of any particular program or and have just said, you know, this is a new policy. Let's put it in our documentation so that when we have new employees come in, we put the paperwork in front of them. I think there are very few organizations that are that forward-thinking, other than maybe in the financial and government sectors, where policy is so much more deliberate.
We'll take the opportunity now for folks who are listening to let us know what they think, if they want to send us an email at editor@searchsecurity.com. I guess I'm not quite as skeptical on this point. I just want to dig into a little bit more so I understand where you're coming from. Is your feeling that enterprises are, you know, by updating mobile security policy, they're simply putting a one-page document together that says you have to have a password on your device and sign this, and off you go? I mean, do you think it's
not even sign it? I doubt that they're communicating it that effectively at this point. I think that...
So what's the impetus to even have a policy? Do you think it's compliance-driven?
They're putting the cart before the horse. They need to have, exactly, they need to have a policy in place. How many times have you heard about organizations that have to have a compliance audit of some kind, and they say, well, do you have your policies available? And they have to go and dust off the folder in the back office, and it's not even digitalized. It's digitized.
Well,
it's still
I mean, a few years ago, that was more common because when PCI first came around and organizations suddenly had to go down that road. But,
right.
You know, now I feel like that sort of thing doesn't happen as often. And, you know, I feel like it's less likely to happen with mobile because, you know, you're less likely to have mobile devices in scope on the PCI network.
I think these organizations are being hit hard by a lot of salespeople looking to sell security software to address the BYOD issue. The first thing that they do is look to what they have in their policy, and then they go out and eventually buy a platform. And it's what you need to do is take that initial assessment and take the time out to review what you're going to be protecting. You can't just buy an appliance, turn it on, and expect it to work. Or you can't just set a policy and expect it to be enforced. How are these organizations enforcing their mobile policy?
With that, we'll head into our next segment. Stay tuned. We'll talk about mobile apps and are app downloads allowed?